little bit around heaven, so that I can just be here with you guys. I miss you guys. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have been preaching together with my dad. That's not here.
Yeah.
I've been preaching together with my dad in a place called Tang. And I have missed preaching in English. So today, ready your dictionaries. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're here for the first time, if you're here for the first time, if you're here for the very first time, for the very first time, put your hand up. Put it up. Put it up. Can we welcome them? Never see your face? You've been over there once when we were here. Atenko. Oh, okay. You came and left. Today you came and you stayed. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Who invited you? Nice one, nice one. Who invited you? Steve. All right. You've been here before? There,
once.
Karibu tena. Amen. Karibu, nice to see you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So feel welcome. We love you. We would love to. You okay? You're easy. You're easy. You're not tensed. I talked to Leza of you, so relax. You can relax. You can smile. Relax. All right. Alright, we love you and we appreciate your presence, and I know you will be blessed, and we hope that you will come back again, not just to visit, but you will come back regularly. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This month is our month of transfiguration. February is our month of transfiguration. February is our month of what?
Transfiguration.
We are not so big on yearly things and monthly things, but God gives us a theme to go by, which is His word. Can you open this window? Yes. Alright. When God gives us a word to go by, we do our best to adhere to it and run by it, because we know and we understand that God is saying to His word. So this is something that you must begin to take heed of in this month. Karibu, you must be just up this way and sit here. They have cleaned it especially for you. Karibu, you're joining us for the very first time, ever?
No.
No? No, yes.
This is the second time.
This is the second time. Nice. Welcome. So, once God gives us a word, our duty is to take that word and run by it and make sure that the intention of God is actualized in our lives. Amen. Because God is not careless. He is not. Let us see God. Yes. Can we open the windows? Just both ways. If it gets a bit chilly, let me know. Alright? So God is intentional in what He says. And when He says something, He has every, again, intention to make sure that what He has said must come to fulfillment. Amen? Must come to what? Come on, must come to what? So it is our duty to begin to run by the word that the Lord has given us in order for us to see the fulfillment or the heart of God being expressed in our life, in our town, in our families, in our schools, in whatever environment that we are in. Amen. Amen. I've come from a place called Tago. Tago is like 30 kilometers from Eldoret on your way to Bungoma. It is a border town between Western Kenya and Rift Valley. Okay? This has been a very prophetic journey for me. This is the place where I was conceived and born. Alright? This is the place where I was what? Conceived and born. And after all my life, because my parents left that town when I was 6 months old. So we have not been there for 30 something years. And it is the first place we have begun a journey. So it was very prophetic for me, for God to take me back to my origins, to begin to transfigure certain things in my ministry and in your life. Amen. Amen. So in as much as I went to minister, I went to find the cheese. See Jinika? Like cheese, like G E N E. I went to find cheese. Amen. Amen. So we will begin to eat from the place of origin. Amen.
Amen.
We will begin to eat from what? From the place of what? From the place of origin. The whole idea about transfiguration is not to be transformed in the sense that you are made anew. It is to be transformed into your original version. We need SC. Karibu. Amen. Amen. When you are transfigured, the word transfigure is the same word as transformed. Alright? When you are transformed, you are not made anew. You are taken back into your original form. Into your original form. Into your what? Original form. So when scripture says you will get new bodies. In essence, it is not new bodies, it is the original body. When you receive salvation, you are told you've been made a new what? A new what? It is not a new creation, it is the original creation. So you have been taken back into the state that you were meant to be in so that you can flourish. Okay? Okay? Anything that is not in its original state, we call it a variant. We call it a what? A variant. A variant. Meaning, it's a variation. There's something different about it that makes it, there's something in it that makes it different from its original what? State. And most variants are not as good as the what? Most variants are not as good as the original. And if they manage for it to be as good, then it has to have a significant blueprint of the original form that it has been varied from. Amen. 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 If it has to be good, if it has to be excellent, if it has to be better, then it has to be extremely great. It has to be an extremely great addition to the original that is really founded on what the original was. But most of the time, most variations are not as good as the original. This is a variation. This is a what? This is a variation. What is the original? What is the original? What is the original? Fanta orange. Right? Even the Fanta orange of today is not an original. Fanta orange just came in a test card to see cola. There was a time Fanta orange was really Fanta orange. And some people say that the only original soda is what?
Coca-Cola.
All the rest are what? Alright? And there's a myth. I don't know if it's a myth or it's a legend or it's true that the secret of Coca-Cola is hidden. So no one knows what is the original recipe that makes Coca-Cola. That's neither here nor there. But what I'm trying to tell you is that what is original is the most important thing. The original is the most important thing. The reason we have difficulty in church, the reason the church does not walk in its power, it's because the church has become a variant of the original. Amen. Amen. The reason you get sick, you get tired, is because you have become a what? 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 A variant of the original. In your original state, your body does not know sickness. Your body cannot take in sickness. Your body cannot take in fatigue, because in its original state, it was meant to do what? To flourish. And the whole aspect of us to be transfigured is for us to begin to think in the original way. Because when we think, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so what? So is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. So when you begin to think, just to tell you, in other words, to tell you, you are as good as your what? As your what? Your thoughts. You are as good as your thoughts. So to be transfigured for us is to begin at the place of our thoughts, to begin at the place of our mind, so that we can change, not to acquire a new mentality, but to acquire the original mentality. Amen. Amen. It is not hard for you to innovate when you begin to acquire the original what? The original what? Mentality. It is not hard for you to innovate. It is not hard for you to come up with new concepts, because you understand what the world needs. When scripture says creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God, creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God, it means that it is waiting for people who have come back to their original state, because they know what creation needs. They know what creation is suffering for. They know what ails creation, and they understand what is the remedy to the problem of creation. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come over. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we have a duty to find the original blueprint, so that we can begin to structure our life from where? From where? From where? How many watched the series Vampire Diaries? Yes. How many? How many were not old enough to watch it? How many have watched the series original? How many have watched both of them? Vampire Diaries is a story about vampires. Okay, as the name suggests. And then Vampire Diaries was produced, written, and then it became boring, and they decided to bring in another another series about the originals, and the story was that these originals are better vampires than the vampires in Vampire Diaries.
Am I getting it right?
So they told us about vampires, this handsome guy is a vampire, he comes, he falls in love with a human chick, and the problem is that he wants to protect her from being turned because this vampire has lived, and then after seasons and seasons, another vampire comes, and this vampire is more dangerous than the vampire that was there because this vampire is an original. Like, this vampire comes from the first what? So the old vampires that we've been watching for so long are fake what? That is the story of scripture. We're told about Noah, we're told about Moses, we're told about Daniel, we're told about Elijah, we're told about Elisha, we're told about Micah, we're told about these prophets of Obadiah, and it goes on and goes on and goes on. And then comes the original, the OG. Who is who? Jesus Christ. Because now the story cannot be told well without a reference to what the original looks like, because could not attain the mark of whom? The original. So the original has to come in so that we can begin to see the story of the original from all these fakes, but yet these fakes cannot give us what the original can give us. So the original comes so that when you receive the original, you become like what? So that is the Bible, Vampire Diaries time. You get it? So our work as believers is not just to be born again and await the day where we go to heaven, but is to become the original so that we can be able to give original what? So in every one of us is the seed and the potential to be transfigured, to become like you were intended to be, to become like when God says to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, to come into the state where he knew you before you entered into your mother's what? Your mother's what? So there is more to your life. There is more to your life. There is super more to your life that you have not even scratched the surface. And this month, God is telling us, I want to do what? I want to transfigure you. I want you to begin to test the life that you have been robbed off by sin. I want you to begin to test the life that you have been robbed off by a mentality that is worldly. I want you to begin to test the life that you have been robbed off after years and years and years of men not obeying, men not walking in love, men not walking in faith, men not having hope, men not knowing Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to live that life. Amen. Amen. Transfiguration is not about King Peter's. Like the way you imagine you in heaven with a sparkling face, like with basketball, so in a shine. We will study the life of Jesus Christ after his moment of transfiguration during this month. And then we'll begin to see what was the point of him going to the mountain and Moses and Elijah appearing to them, what was the point of him going to the mountain? What was the point of him ascending? What happened after he was transfigured? What happened to them? What is the change? What is the change before he was transfigured and after he was transfigured? How? What really happened on that mountain? What really happened on that mountain? Alright? If you look at the mountain of transfiguration, it is a prophetic picture of the mountain of Calvary. There are similarities, and transfiguration was important to come before he went to the cross. He goes up the mountain of transfiguration and he comes back wearing a body that cannot be killed. That's why on the cross he says, and Christ gave up his life. He gave up his ghost. He comes down with a body that can, it is not him rising from the dead that makes him walk through walls when he meets the disciples. No, it is the encounter at the mountain of transfiguration. It is not him being raised from the dead that makes him a ghost. It is not him being raised from the dead that makes his body and his spirit
go for.
It is the encounter at the mountain of transfiguration. What happened at the mountain of transfiguration? What was transformed in him? That had even effect on his physical body. Amen. 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 So, a man who has not encountered transfiguration cannot hear the voice of God. Write that down. A man who has not encountered what? Cannot hear what? Cannot hear what? Let me explain this so that you don't think to yourself that you've not been hearing the voice of God. Okay? Let me explain it to you so that you don't think to yourself that I've never heard what? What you've been hearing is what? What you've been hearing is the voice of God. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Let me put it this way, and then we will get into it in the next service. The voice of God has a voice. Amen. The voice of God has what? The voice of God has a voice. So, God begins to speak to you, and you get to a space where now his voice that has been speaking to you, which is the agent of transformation, transforms you into hearing the voice of God. Amen. 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 So you hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of God. And you begin to be transformed. You begin to be changed by his voice, by his spirit. And now after you've heard the voice of God and you have entertained the voice of God and you love the texture, the and you learn to walk by His Spirit, you learn to walk with His Spirit, you learn to be taught by Him, and then transformation begins, and then you realize that God begins to speak. The disciples who were with Jesus at the mountain of transfiguration, right? They knew this was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in whom they had believed in Him. Alright? Even at His baptism, Jesus, God the Father, speaks and says, This is my who? Beloved Son. And then men begin to follow Him because of the audibility of the voice of God in His life. And they know this is Jesus Christ. But at the mountain of transfiguration, what happens? Because now they are listening to the voice of the voice of God. I'm saying the voice of the voice of God because I have no better way to explain it. It will come. But at the mountain, there is now an affirmation, a greater affirmation of whom they are walking with, of whom they are following. Yet they already knew that this is the Son of God. So when you have been transfigured, you begin to do what? So a man who has not been transformed cannot do what? Cannot hear the voice of God. Amen. So every voice, my pastor loves to say that every word that you have had has brought you to this place. Every voice of the word of every word that you've ever had has brought you to this place where now you are what? You can be transformed so that you can do what? So that you can hear the voice of God. All right? So we have seen, a man who has not been transformed cannot do what? Okay, now write this down. A man who has not been transformed cannot be the voice of God. What do we say? A man who has not been transformed cannot be the voice of God. I need you to understand that the voice of God is a verb. The voice of God is not a noun. Okay? So the voice of God does not speak. It does what? It does. And He said, let there be, and there was. So the voice of God does not speak, it does. When He begins to speak, it is not hearing that happens, it is creation that happens, it is molding that happens. You get me? Do you get me? When He begins to speak, we don't, and that's why I'm saying a man who has not been transformed cannot do what? Cannot hear the voice of God, because you've been hearing, because he's been speaking so that you can be transformed, so that when He speaks, He is not speaking, He is doing what? He's doing. And that brings you to the place where you have been transformed to the voice of God, and now you are doing what? You are doing. Your movement is Him speaking. Your movement is Him speaking. When you move, when the sick are healed because of you, it is what? It is the voice of God speaking. When the dead are raised because you have laid your hands on them, it is the voice of God speaking. And that happens because you have what? You have been transformed. So if you have not been transformed, you cannot be the voice of God. You cannot be the voice of God. Let's read Romans 12.
That's our fast for the month.
La pera ya se la vi. Su clemaye para cortarle masía de la pasada. Su escalía para sí.
Romans 12.
Romans 12.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Do not be what?
Conformed
to the patterns of this world, but be ye what? Transformed, which means transfigured. By the what? By the renewing of your... That you may do what? That you may do what? That you may do what? Come on, say that. That you may do what? When you have been transformed, you have been renewed to prove. To prove what? That you may prove. What is the what? What?
What is good and acceptable in the
perfect? What is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? So after you have been transformed, you are an agent of proving the will of God. And that's why men who are not transformed say, God, show me your will. What is the will of God concerning your life? I am the will of God. I am the will of God. Because I have been transformed. I have been renewed to prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of God. So after I have received my transformation, as I walk, my walking is proving the perfect will of God. So I cannot, I have no time to ask God, what is your will? What is your will over this situation? That is the prayer of an untransformed man. That is the prayer of a man who has not been transfigured. That is the prayer of a man who has not even begun to hear the voice. Forget the voice of the voice. You, with all your whatevers, you are supposed to prove what is good. What is good? What is acceptable? What is good? What is acceptable? And what is the perfect will of God?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So verse 1 speaks of when we hear the voice of God. Verse 2 begins to explain the man who has been brought by the voice of God to the place of transformation, and they have begun the journey of hearing the voice of God. So when God begins to speak to them, he does not speak to them so that they can hear and come and tell us. He speaks to them, and when he speaks, it is happening. When he said it, he has done it. Amen.
Amen.
If we teach transformation, if we teach transfiguration, we'll never emphasize about that. The dire need of the average Christian would not be to go to heaven. Their desperation to remain holy will not be a means to escape fire, as you have been told. How many
received Christ because they was here?
Like where? You know, manze, women describe you as your motto. Hiyo moto, una imagine venye umeungwa na gas mara kadhaa, hapo umechomeka na sufuria, una imagine wow. Sasa kama hii sufuria iko hivi na hii moto yenye naambiwa kila siku, wacha tu nifanye nini? Wacha tufanye nini?
Okay,
we are serving a generation that does not fear death. We are serving a generation that prefers to die. We are serving a generation that thinks to themselves that if they die, they have finished every problem they have. So death is a good thing for them. They are suicide clubs. How many have heard about that? They are suicide clubs where people get there, they encourage themselves. So Vanessa has a date to die. So she. It's not funny. It's not funny. She has a debt to die and she's given a partner to die with on that date. And on that date, when it approaches in their groups, they are saying, they tell themselves goodbye. They tell each other goodbye. They tell them bye and the guys in the group clap for them, encourage them, telling them you're done, you're doing a good thing. So you cannot go preach to someone and tell them you will do what? You will do what? You will do what? You will die. We are the generation that goes with the mantra YOLO. That is the mantra of our generation. You only do what? You only live once. So when you live it, you gotta live it to the fullest. What people don't know is you don't live one. We all live well. We all live well. We all live well. The assurance of your afterlife is what we are taking care of right now. It is not the promise of God. It is the promise of Christ. It is the promise of being, finding out. What am I supposed to be? What is my true identity? What is my true identity? In that same manner, we are the generation that suffers from most identity crises. We have such an identity crisis. Such an identity crisis. If we just get into our thoughts now, look at our Instagrams now, and ask your neighbor for their handle. 5 out of 10, you will see an identity crisis. In every one of us, the degrees vary. The degrees do vary. But we are all suffering from an identity crisis. And why? Because there is a need. There is a natural need inside of you to find out your original state. There is a natural need inside of you to find out your original state. So some will drown themselves in alcohol and drugs. Some will drown themselves in love. Some will drown themselves in sex. Some will drown themselves in different addictions. All in the effort to do what? All in the effort to find who they are. To find out who they are. All in the effort. But the problem is that we are all doing this, most of us are doing this, without the knowledge of what's happening in our DNA. Our DNA is calling us to find out who we are. And it is pushing us to do whatever it is that we can do to discover who we are. Amen. Amen. So if you're not born again, if you're not born again, And you have no need to be born again.
Okay?
You have no need to be born again. At least not now. When drugs come calling, when alcohol comes calling, when sex comes calling, when relationships come calling, what else, what else? When money comes calling, when the urge to have money comes calling, I want you to do yourself a favor and realize that the one thing that all these urges are prompting you to do is find out who you are. And in doing that, when you discover that, you will save yourself a lot of hassle. You'll save yourself a lot of stress. You'll save yourself a lot of pain. Because the one place where you can, there's an assurity of finding your identity is in Christ. The one place. But if you have no need for Christ at the moment, please do not beat yourself up. Do not. Nimesema hiyo kitu. Nilikuwa namaanisha usichape. Don't do all these things and then become such an ugly piece of something and then later find Christ. Usikuwa msee mwenye ameumbwa mdomo tu amekunywa pombe na amevuta bangi for so long, mdomo yake ni black, alafu uokoke later on, kwa sababu sai hautaki kufanya nini? Hautaki kuokoka. At least save yourself so that when you find the true identity, you can at least look good. You can at least look good in the original identity that you have done what? Amen. 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 Don't rush yourself until it's too late. That there will be no or close, there will be a small or close to zero recovery of your physical appearance, of how you look, because of the things you've taken yourself. But in that same manner, you can begin today to find Christ. And not just to find him to say nimeokoka, but to be diligent. To be what? To be this, because I have discovered that being saved is not enough. It is not enough. It is not enough. It is not enough that you are born again. Most people who are saved are as useless as they were. Did I just say that? They are just as useless as they were because what they have bought themselves into, what they have been bought into, let me say that again, what they have been bought into has no effect on their lives and the lives of the people and things around them because they have not focused on hearing this voice that leads you to the place of transformation. Amen. Amen. If you study the scriptures, you will notice that things in scripture, that the last things happen first. Okay? Like, the last things happen first. Am I saying that correct? Like, before Christ died on the cross, he had already died. Before the foundations of the world, the lamb was done what? Was slain. So the death of Christ on the cross was just significant to the death that had occurred before the setup of the. Okay? Okay? Like, Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I did what? I knew you. So you are not born, and then God begins to put together a committee to say it's a sum. The way people write movies is that they do characters. Okay? They
thing. Throughout a character, you see this character will be this tall, this character will be this fat, this character will be a stammerer, this character will be this and this and this and this. This character will go to school up to a certain stage, and then after a certain stage they will leave school. So they draw out an entire plan of a character. And then they begin to give life to the character by making him speak. And then a person comes, auditions, and begins to act a character that has already been set out. So even before the actor dies on the film, he had already done what? He had died on the script. If he does not die on the script, then he cannot die in the film. So the things that are supposed to happen fast, last, happen fast. So the theater goes up, but I'm a shark of fire. Okay? That's a movie. In a series, a character is created. And as the series grows, depending on how people like the character, the writers begin to create things for the character so that the people can continue to like the what? The character. So the character in a series is not cast in stone. Yeah, that one boy. And then Kesho, what say when I watch, you know, I press Netflix your feedback. Ask him so. And then what say my what wanna say my own problem for poor son finally. But your life is not like that. Your life is not that. So I'm going to make a chilling as scriptwriters and I'm trying to figure out when the Kesho yako itakuwa. Kesho yako ilishafanya nini? Ilishafanya nini? Ilishakuwa. So when you get to your tomorrow, you're living a life that has already preordained for you. Being transfigured helps you to know what has been preordained for you before time happens. Time and chance happens to? Time and chance happens to? To them all. So, meaning that tomorrow I assure you, right? That tomorrow, we will be alive, right? We're good with that assurance, alright? So, if tomorrow it rains, it will rain on us, God, right? So time and chance happens to us all. But because I am an original, and I know tomorrow will rain, though it is as sunny as the fire of hell, I will come out of my house with a what? With an emblem. If that time and chance is not good, I will prepare myself for the adversities of the time and chance that will happen to everyone. Okay? And that is the reason why we have a need to find identity. That is the reason why our bodies are aching to know who we are. Not so that we can live now, but so that we can know what we are walking into. Nobody wants to walk blind. Nobody wants to walk blind. Nobody wants to walk blind. And walking blind is an identity crisis. Walking blind is an identity crisis. So I thank God because He is illuminating things to us that will not just make us His voice, but will bring us to the place where we know who we are, so that we can walk into things prepared, so that as time happens, we do pass the test of what?
We'll talk about time. We'll talk about time and the secrets of time and how to conquer time and how not to be beaten by time. Alright? Alright? The biggest test in life is called the test of what? The test of what?
Time.
The test of what?
Time.
The test of time. Time. Time is the ultimate. Like there is God and then there is time. There is God and then there is time. You can know God, but if you don't know time, you will meet him sooner than you think. Amen. Amen. So all this is to enable us because there's a generation that is coming after us. And this generation that is coming after us needs people who have gone through this generation, succeeded, so that they can be emulated for the next generation. Have you ever just let's think. Ini mashere yote inapigwa. Like venye shere inapigwa crazy. Inapigwa crazy. Have you ever asked yourself, like who is that kwa mama ya nani? Like why should you like huyu mtu venye anapiga shere, huyu kwa mama ya nani? Na kwa wasipati ni kwa ishere kuna 90% possibilities of motherhood and fatherhood. Ata watu wafikiri, like, hii kitu wenye mekuleta jikwa, very useless. Au fikiri kabisa. Ako tu nikaende gaende, lazima katago. Like hii kitu imeshi. Huyo atakuwa baba ya nani? Baba ya nani? Mse amelala na wase 50. Na anakuwa father of daughters. How? Yeye ndio
Babrayo na makibu.
So that msichana wake sele amekuwa, when he is a dad, when the daughter is out there, manze hawezi tulia. Hawezi tulia. Mzaya anapata answers. Not because the daughter is reckless, but because anajua lile vitu kwa amefanyia watu. Forget even leading the nation. Forget leading the nation. What exactly is this? If you live here today and demanding their back here, and you have not done that, then that means you are one, there is two, you are ignorant. Three, you will never receive of the benefits of equipping your mind, combing your mind, whether it's here or school.
Can I give you a good example that all of us are going through, right? Have gone through.
When is the best time you did study? When you went to school.
Like in campus, when you're in campus, make your sense.
When did you study?
Did you ever study? That can be a better question.
What do you mean, like at the beginning of my name?
When did you study? How many, when the lecturer leaves the lecture hall, the next time you figure out what he will say is when there's an exam? How many? How many have ever taken time to figure out the mechanics of what it is they are studying? So for example, give me a topic in your a common course. What are you doing? Finance. What are you doing? What? Supply chain. Give me a topic in your course. Financial. What is it about? Inverted classes for financial accounting, right? What is it about? Why is it not accounting? Why is it not just accounting? Why is it financial accounting? What's the difference between financial accounting and accounting? You get what I'm saying? We go, and I get it. I wanted to do a different course, but this is what I found myself with, so it's 4 years of my life. What is 4 years of my life? After all, I'm in Juja City, and it will be the best 4 years of my life. We will do everything. I get it. This is not where I wanted to be. So my heart is not here. I probably wanted to be in USIU, but the Lord did his miracle, and I'm just below USIU. You get what I'm saying? But I didn't want to be here. But we never interrogate. We never get to know, what is this? Why is it this and not this? Why was it put in my course? This does not fit my course. This would fit better in this different course. That's interrogating. It's the process of learning. It's the process of learning. And the problem is, the biggest problem is, if we don't engage the process of learning actively, we will learn. We will still learn. You will still learn. If you don't do it intentionally, you will still do it. But you will not know what it is you are learning. And it will be very hard to unlearn what it is that you have learned. Because in the first place, you know we learn from us.
we learned to oversleep. We learned to oversleep. Ilianza na series moja, ikakuwa tunalala saa tisa, siku hizi tunalala saa kumi na moja, kuamka saa ngapi? Saa sita, saa saba. We have learned to oversleep. On the day that you need to unlearn, you don't even know how you learned to oversleep. So we come to church, and church is good entertainment because we don't even take back what we have been taught to do what? To go learn. To go learn. How many of these do you have? Like notebooks? Church notebooks? Many. You know where they are? Huh? Why do you write notes?
Mama, because you've been told.
Lucifer is strict. I can't come to church without a notebook.
I just have to write.
And then kuna ile ingine ya I understand better when I do what? So we are built to learn. So every day when you observe, you learn. When you listen, you learn. Whether you do it intentionally or you don't do it intentionally, you do what? You learn. No one ever taught you that when it gets cold or when it gets to the night, we don't even know why we close our windows at night. Ale hakuna mosquito, so hakuna haja ya kufunga. We don't know why. Sometimes we don't even know why houses have windows. And though we might know, but we don't know why. Because we never get to understand the mechanics of how things work. And in that space of not getting to be intentional about it, you are learning unintentionally. You're learning unintentionally. You're learning. In your relationship, you argue, but you don't know why. You know people in relationships do what? You learn. So when things happen, you have to do what? You have to argue. And when someone tells you, see, to chore his story, this is your question, his story. To the tongue as we need it. Like, we can just let it pass. You're like, nah. Or when you argue and someone when you tell the person you're dating what they have done wrong and they say from the onset they say sorry, you're like no, you can't say sorry now, you have to say sorry an hour later when I have expressed everything I need to. Ladies, you don't know why that is. You don't know why you behave like that. And the reason you don't know why you behave like that is because you learned to behave like that without knowing why people behave like that. So if those things cannot, if we don't begin from there, it becomes difficult to understand and comprehend spiritual concepts. Amen. 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 So we have to be purposeful. You have to be intelligent. Intelligent is not something someone is born with. Intelligence is purpose. You decide that this I'm not going to fake, this I'm going to understand. And you put yourself to task to understand that which you have decided to do what? Understand.
On the day you saw someone wearing ankle socks, from that day you went to the market and did what? And bought them. Because you're constantly doing what?
Learning.
You're constantly learning. Even without sitting down, without formal classes, you're constantly learning. You've been built to learn. You've been built to learn. And the learning that you're doing is constantly, consistently transforming you to whatever being that you can be, depending on what you are learning. I told you last week, one of the reasons they couldn't trust you with secular songs is because you were not old enough to block out the learning that comes with secular music. Okay? Alright? So, see, we have all listened to secular music for so long. Right? Right? In secular music, we have been taught without knowing that if a relationship is not working, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You leave. If it's not working, you do what? You leave. So in the day that you are in a relationship and it's not working, no one will tell you to leave. But you have been listening to Mary J. You've been listening. Mary J. Blight is of our You've been listening to Beyonce say to the left too. And I'll do it in a sema. By the way, I don't understand in a sema, but if you can't do it. But in the day, there is need for that education. Without knowing, you will tell someone, you guys, the left. You didn't know you were lying. You thought it was entertainment. And you say, secular music, what you are doing is what you are. And when you are learning, you are transforming. You are being transfigured to... Can I tell you something? You see this Beyonce, this liar called Beyonce, her husband did cheat on her. Are they not together? What does she tell you in her music? When he does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, do what? Leave. But her, she's where? I can assure you, she's respectful and submissive. But you, who did not know what is happening, but you insisted that your salvation must be mixed together with a bit of Beyonce and a bit of Kendrick Lamar because he's spiritual. You have problems because you are lazy to do what? To interrogate, and that makes you an ignorant person. So you are learning without knowing. You are being changed into an image, into an identity that you do not know. And when there is need for that identity to spring forth because of years and years and years and years and years of education, that identity will stand up and fight for its place because it has a place in your life because you have empowered it. You have transformed yourself to whatever animal you've been listening to. You've transformed yourself to whatever fish you've been listening to. You've transformed yourself to whatever image you've been listening to. I know you don't listen to them, but But the Churchill, the Kingani and Minor show began like almost 15 years now. It's like almost 15 years already. With them, and it just started slowly. And now, we do have a culture of Tuma Fair. Like, we literally have a culture that if he has no money, he is not worth it. Because people have what? People have what? People have land. People have land. People have land. If you want money, your father is there. If he doesn't have money, you na kauka. Because we have what? And that culture is even in church. That culture is deep in church. That you would hear a girl say, man, say, you know, me not a come say, I'm gonna do. Me not a come say, I'm gonna do. Ataka, utapata, utapata, say, I'm gonna do. Utapata, utapata. Kusawa, utapata. Siogope, utapata. Utapata. Imagine kupewa mapesa. Kama mjewana, alafu mkifika sa ile mwana ubewi. Kutubu wakuna. Because you've listened. And now you look at people by the eyes of... Kami mwana sasa sina wallet. Unangalia mzee. Unasema he's 6 feet tall, akikalia nini? Waletia. Let's see now, a guy holding notes. Alafu kwa imeandikwa, this is meat. That told that kanata. Meat told that kanata. Because we have had that thing. And we are lazy in equipping our minds. But the thing is, we have entertained that conversation, we have laughed about it, we have even sat together as girls, we've even sat together as young men, and said, manze unajua kama unataka ndevu lazima ukuwe na ndoo. So machali wanaenda kutafuta pesa. Machali wanaenda kutafuta pesa ndio wafanye nini? Ndio wapate ndevu. Ndevu amekaa akingojea nini? Mtu ako na pesa. We've listened to it and we didn't know we were doing what? We were learning. We didn't know we were learning. And we have learned and now we have been transformed and we are proving what is that good, acceptable, and perfect. So we are proving that slowly by slowly. Slowly by slowly. So you as you're doing you, remember. You as you're doing you, remember. You are satisfying a craving. You are satisfying a craving to know who you are, to know your identity, buying the wrong things. And it will always come from example. That's why nakwambia, try it. Jua identity yako vipoa. Ndiyo sikuile unajijua na uko tayari kuonekana. Usiku umefanya nini? Umechapa. When now you are ready for the right person, when now you are ready for that person comes na kule, kweli tu ni wewe umefanya, umebiti. Naona, I can see wani nikuwa, lakini mi siwezi kuwa nimejieka hivi poa. Nikuje nikae na wewe umebiti. Usikuwe, don't become a hero. Don't become a hero. The only hero is Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ can't save her, achana na yeye. Achana na yeye, achana na yeye, wachana na yeye. Hata kama anakaa kama Diamond, wachana na yeye. See that with Diamond? Diamond. So bad that we took some Diamond, let's go explain what a Diamond is.
Hata kama anakaa poa na amechapa, achana na nani? Achana na yeye. The only hero here, the only hero in our lives is Jesus Christ. If a person cannot be diligent to seek God, to search after God, so that their life is transformed for the betterment of themselves and the people around them, achana na nani? Achana na yeye.
Achana na yeye. Usifanye biashara na yeye. Achana na yeye. Watu watafute Mungu. Amen. Amen. So, last week we talked, we spoke about what? What?
Soul food, the food of the soul. And this is the thing. Your soul, your mind, your soul, your configuration will always look for information. It will always eat. Your mind can't stay hungry. It can't stay hungry.
It can't stay hungry. And that's why there are two types of meditation. There is meditation where you meditate on the word. And there's the meditation where people are saying they are trying to empty themselves. It's not possible. It's not possible. You begin to empty yourself, you begin to empty yourself until 3-4,000 years ago. Because you are, your body is just gods. Your body is gods. Like it's gods of information. Passed down, 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 passed down. Why am I not when you are not 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 you are tell them sincerely to cut food. If you stop being lazy, I told you this last week, even your dreams will change. Even your dreams will change. Oh no, I'm going to pull up.
Oh, I'm going to
okay, swim kwa matope, do some pararo. Your dreams are a picture of how constructed are your dreams. I've told you here before that I get scary dreams, but in my dream I assure myself I'm sleeping. You're scared. I'm in a dream and it's very scary. I wake up in the dream, tell myself I'm in bed, see my wife on the bed, continue to sleep, and go back to that scary dream. I, Nicolette, let's now continue. Mi siwezi lala ni amke kipiga nduru. Mimi, how? Ati, waaah, wana nifuata! I understand. He says,
He gives the ones he loves. What? What? So I will wake up. I'm in an accident. They could be like, sometimes I even know the date of the day. And I know the date. And I even think about the things I will do tomorrow. Because like, I know I'm asleep because today I slept. I know I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tomorrow. And then I go back and I'm like, let's continue. And I continue that dream. Well. I don't dream and wake up, start looking for pastors. Because I have had a weird dream and I need an interpretation. Interrogate. Feed your mind. Intentionally feed your mind. Intentionally feed your mind. If you don't do it intentionally, then your mind will find food and it can't stay hungry. All these men have learned how to pass by a girl and turn and look at her behind. They have learned. They even know how to do it without people seeing it. They eat meat. Come, you assess up. Even they would do. Utakutana na chali, umepitana naye, anatoa simu kwa mfuko. Unafikiria anaangalia simu. Amefungua kamera anaangalia video. It's called learning. Because ilianza na ikiwa hivi inakapoa. Ikiwa hivi haikai poa. Nani alikushu? Ati mimi ni msetu wa weusi.
Mimi napenda wale weu.
You learned. So you have trained your mind. You have trained yourself that beauty is light. Beauty is dark. So when you see dark, your mind is like, this is beauty. And everything in you knows that this is beauty. And everything in you wakes up.
For women, it is weird.
Very weird.
I don't even know how you find us attractive. We look really fun. We as men look really fun. So how God structured you people to see us attractive is a wonder. It is a wonder.
Wait, on the left is you. Can I have a poor day to realize in a car? I want to do something. You're going, okay. And then you find a guy explaining how the boyfriend is handsome. And the guy walks in and I'm like, But the mind has done what?
Has done.
Most men, or most women, most men who need marry after their wives have died, most of them marry wives who kind of look like their wives. Most men marry women who kind of look or behave as their what?
Moms.
And if their mom was not their favorite person, then a certain lady who was their favorite person. Because their mind has done what? Learned. That this is how I will be treated. I will be well if I am with my mom. Subconsciously, I will be well if I marry my father. If your father has taken good care of you as a lady, your mind tells you you will be well if you do what? Are your father or someone who represents fatherhood for you. So when it gets that time to find someone to be with, you end up
marry your father or your mom or that object of security.
Because your mind has learned. It has learned that here I am secure, here I am not, here I am secure, here I will be comfortable and I will know how to deal with situations. Amen. Amen. So today we must begin to be intentional in what we feed our minds. What you feed your mind. Because everything, if you don't feed it, your mind will feed. And that which you learn, that which you feed from, is the agent that will transfigure. Amen. Amen. Can you say that? You get it? You get it? You understand? You understand how life is